AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says Iran's leadership has become desperate and is hiding underground.
We know the new so-called not-so-supreme leader is wounded and likely disfigured. He put out a statement yesterday, a weak one, actually, but there was no voice and there was no video. It was a written statement. He called for unity. Apparently killing tens of thousands of protesters is his kind of unity.
Hegseth did not provide evidence of the supreme leader's condition. Oil is still, for the most part, not passing through on ships in the Strait of Hormuz. American and Israeli strikes are pounding Iran, while the Islamic Republic attacks Persian Gulf shipping and energy infrastructure nearly 2 weeks into the widening war. President Trump said today the conflict would end when he feels it in his bones. The military says a KC-135 refueling aircraft supporting operations against Iran crashed in Iraq, killing all six crew members. Central Command, which oversees the Middle East, said the crash followed an unspecified incident involving two aircraft in friendly airspace and the other plane landed safely. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says she's glad an incident at a Detroit-area synagogue ended with only the gunman killed.
We are Michiganders. This was a school. These are 0 to 5 year olds that were targeted yesterday, 104. My friend Brian said this could have looked a lot more like Sandy Hook, right? Like, let's not lose sight of that. This is not a political moment.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the U.S. 30-day waiver on Russian oil sanctions amid the war in Iraq is not the right decision and won't help bring a stop to Russia's more than 4-year-old invasion of Ukraine. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports most of Austria's glaciers are diminishing.
Monitors in the Alpine country say, adding, the dramatic development highlights the impact of climate change. The latest report from the Austrian Alpine Club shows the Alperna Ferna in the western Tyrol region and one in Salzburg to the east are facing the greatest loss. In the report covering 2024, the club adds, the disintegration of the glacier tongue is also progressing at the Pasteurs, Austria's largest glacier, making the consequence of climate change very visible. The retreat of glaciers in Europe has vast implications for drinking water, power generation, agriculture, infrastructure, recreational activities, the alpine landscape, and more. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel says his government has held recent talks with the U.S. He said no petroleum shipments have arrived on the island in the past 3 months. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.